Good morning. It's August 30th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. Today's title is Reminders. Know that you are the perfect age. Each year is special and precious, for you shall only live it once. Be comfortable with growing older. Lewis Hay. Today would have been my late father's 95th birthday. When he turned 80, I asked him what it was like. He thought for a moment and then said, "I guess it was about like 70. I said, "Come on, Dad, what was 70 like?" Again, he looked contemplative and said, "Really, I guess about like 60. Now I just felt like he wasn't trying. "Okay, Dad, what was 60 like?" I was 52 at the time. He got a little twinkle in his eye and said, "Nothing like 50, son, because everything goes to hell after 50. I think I've told you that story before, but it's okay because it bears repeating. In the physical sense, my dad may have been right. My wife and I were laughing the other morning because neither of us could remember getting up in the morning when nothing hurt. When you're young, you just take your body for granted. You just don't think about the fact that the laws of entropy apply to your muscles, sinews, bones, and organs. A few weeks ago, our grandchildren were reading the Shel Silverstein poem, Sick, out loud, and it seems apropos here. "I cannot go to school today," said little Peggy Ann McKay. "I have the measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet, my throat is dry, I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks, I've counted 16 chicken pox, and there's one more, that's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My leg is cut, my eyes are blue, it might be instamatic flu. I cough and sneeze and gasp and choke, I'm sure that my left leg is broke. My hip hurts when I move my chin, my belly button's caving in. My back is wrenched, my ankle's sprained, my appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold, my toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb, my neck is stiff, my spine is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak, my tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbow's bent, my spine ain't straight, my temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk, I cannot hear, there's a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail and my heart is what? What's that? What's that you say? Today is Saturday? Ha! Goodbye, I'm going out to play." Sometimes in my mid-60s, I feel just like Peggy Ann McKay in the morning. But you know what? Every joint that creaks, every back muscle that spasms, every digit that's numb, every toe with gout, every bout of reflux, every knee that screams, believe it or not, reminds me of what a gift my body has been and that I better do more to take care of it. I'm grateful to be here at all, even if a few of the parts need to be oiled more frequently. Age brings wisdom, to some extent, to us all. Part of that is a creeping up of gratitude, I think. Things that we took for granted most of our lives become more precious in our sight, as they always should have been, really. Pain in your back is really nothing as a price to pay for hearing the laughter of your grandchildren as they read a Shel Silverstein out loud. "He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age." Ruth 4:14. Wisdom belongs to the aged, and understanding to the old. Job 12:12. Grandchildren are the crown of the aged. Proverbs 17:6. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and we know that your love for us is steadfast and will carry us through our old age and our infirmities. Thank you that you have given us these marvelous machines we call bodies, and give us the mental fortitude to work to preserve them. And finally, Lord, thank you for grandchildren, that we can relive the carefree years of our youth in their laughter. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.